This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, breakfast at Tiffany's, plus pills and Crocs and Gators. All coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the First Bank of Tiger Woods drive-thru branch.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First Bank of Tiger Woods drive-thru branch. We suspected he'd temporarily lost his memory after driving through the branch, the limbs, and then slamming into the whole tree.
I needed a loan, and I wanted to see what the First Bank of Tiger Woods drive-thru branch could do for me.
The man said he needed a loan. We figured he either had to have some body work done on his SUV, or he needed to buy his wife an extra nice present so she would keep her mouth shut.
They asked me a few questions.
We tried to ask the man a few questions, but he kept canceling and rescheduling.
I asked them to honor my request for privacy, and I refused to answer their questions. Eventually, they gave me the loan.
Oh.
We gave the man the loan because he was threatening to back over a fire hydrant in front of the bank.
The First Bank of Tiger Woods drive-thru branch. Why not stop in today and sideswipe our ATM? The First Bank of Tiger Woods drive-thru branch, where our motto is, we'll keep an eye on your finances so you can keep an eye on where the hell you're driving. Stop in and open an account today, and we'll throw in a brand new golf club. Yeah, we'll throw it right in through your car window. The First Bank of Tiger Woods drive-thru branch. Member FDIC. A tree, look out!
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat, what position did you play in high school football?
It's called flanker. Brought in the plays. I would either run the ball or be a wide receiver.
Oh. Did you catch any balls?
Yeah, touchdowns, baby.
Really?
He got into that end zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Crazy time.
Weren't you like a state champion or something?
When I was a sophomore, our team was 11-0. We were like 8-2, and we weren't that good when I was a senior.
8-2 is not bad.
Yeah, 11-0 my sophomore year.
Cool.
Very good, very good. Now, we have Pat Godwin in the music room, if you will, the performance studio. And Pat has prepared another song for us, I understand. Is that correct?
Well, I've been working on something all morning. I came in and I heard the band Deep Blue Something on the radio.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Do you know the band I'm talking about?
Sure.
It was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, I've always been like a little...
Love that song.
Do you love that song?
Yes.
It just felt all disingenuous to me, that song.
Really?
Oh. I'd like to do my take on it.
Oh, okay.
You say... We've got nothing in common, no common ground between us. Oh, but here we are on a date. You say we have no shared interests. We're nothing like each other. No way we can relate. And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, you mean that film with Mickey Rooney and its horrific depiction of Asian people? And I said, I never even saw Breakfast at Tiffany's. I just said that. I thought, because you're a woman, you'd like that movie. She said, I am gender fluid. And I said, I don't know what that means. I said, if I'm telling the truth about movies, I like the John Wick franchise. I know that's so embarrassing. And she said, what about The Equalizer with Denzel? I think those are vastly superior movies. And I said, all right. Hey, that first one's fantastic. And maybe we could watch the second one together and forget I ever said Breakfast at Tiffany's. That Mickey Rooney.
Oh, that Mickey Rooney.
That Mickey Rooney.
Beautiful. Pat Godwin.
Yes,
that's great, Pat. Nice, really kind of taking that movie to task. Once again,
that was an unfortunate part of the film, I will admit.
Yes, for those of you not familiar with it.
Let's just
people
leave it.
People can loop that up on their own. Yes.
Mickey Rooney with some characteristic buck teeth.
Oh, my God.
It makes Mr. Magoo
he still goes right for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to explain to those on the know.
They'll look it up if they want to know.
Okay, well, no, they won't. I'll have to go to tell them.
Researchers have developed a so-called exercise pill that mimics the physical boost of working out.
Everybody shut up. Let me hear this.
The study on mice involved a compound named SLUPP332.
PP.
Mice given this compound experienced an increase in muscle fiber.
Before dying.
As well as improved endurance.
Man, they look good, though.
When the animals ran on a rodent treadmill. Okay, I'm sorry. Just a little.
Why would you
mice
laugh
on
at
a treadmill?
Well, what are they going to run on? A regular.
You almost done on that? Hey, can I get a couple of minutes in?
I got to do a set. I'm lifting weights. I'm not.
Further investigation revealed that the compounds simulate the effects of exercise in the body.
I'm very
Everybody
skeptical.
Wants a pill to take, and
lazy acetol. Take new lazy acetol, and don't get any extra exercise. Just take a pill. Wow,
man,
that's
got to be far.
Yeah. Hang on, time out, Christy.
What?
What do you have in front of you?
What do you mean, what do I have in front of me?
What are those, like little M&Ms? What are those?
They're chocolate-covered blueberries. Would you like one?
Who doesn't like blueberries?
How many? I hate blueberries. How many do you have?
Six.
You got big plans for those?
Yeah. Got them all lined up?
You got them all lined up.
Like each one.
They're right there where she can put her hand on it. And they're right there on her news copy. So when she moves a piece of news, they jiggle around. That's how I saw them.
Each one has the name of one of her husbands.
I don't have six.
Yet.
Once again, a sobering thought for today. If Christy and I were to get married, I would be your fifth marriage, and you would be my fourth.
Yeah. Nine between us.
Nine.
Nine. And then, of course, there'd be the murder charges.
Really? How do you see that going? You see her killing me or me killing her?
I see you being taken out.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, yeah.
I see kind of a War of the Roses.
No, type. I don't.
Both see hanging from the chandelier.
Yeah, you're both.
And reaching out for a hand at the end, and then she just swats it away, and the movie ends. Man, who wrote that? Somebody who was married. Okay.
Everybody's, never mind. Also, researchers have created.
So this pill, you're supposed to take this pill. If you take one of these pills, you'll never have to exercise.
That's what I thought the chocolate-covered blueberries were, the exercise pills.
No, you know me. I still work out.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They can make a pill to make people less ugly. That'd be a good one.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, I've seen a couple of people, the beholder better be blind.
Oh. Man. What do you do with that?
It's been an uphill battle, and I've been fighting all morning.
Your legs are tired.
It's been kind of a mess.
Well, if you don't like the exercise pill, what about water repellent surfaces? Yep, that's right. Researchers have created the most water repellent surface ever.
What?
Like, this is important.
Is this where I should say at last?
I don't know. The technique gives solid surfaces a liquid-like quality that acts like a layer of lubricant between the water droplets and the surface itself.
Weird.
Not only did scientists create the slipperiest surface in the world, but the discovery challenges existing ideas about friction between solid surfaces and water.
I thought the most water-repellent surface was a vagina near Harvey Weinstein.
You're right, Chick. It's an uphill battle today.
It's a joke about a rapist.
How am I not supposed to think the only reason we did that story was for him to get that awful joke out? How am I not supposed to think that?
Well, you know what? You would have been correct.
Yeah. He saw that, and I go, oh, I got a Weinstein joke. Okay, here we go.
It's Steinerstein.
Who cares? I think if you say Harvey, you're covered.
Water repellent, you see. Not a lot of wet panties around that guy. Sorry. It's my fault.
I understand.
I was the one.
A man from Florida is recovering after he was attacked by a crocodile at Everglades National Park.
Well, you know why?
Why?
There are alligators there.
That's where they live, right? Is that their house?
Yes. Mr. Rodrigo Constein.
That's Constein.
Mitch Constein.
No, it's Constein. C-O-N-S-T-A-N-A-I-N.
It's pronounced Constein.
Told NBC South Florida that
he wants it Constein.
He fell into the water at the Flamingo Marina when the wind knocked over his sailboat, and he felt something grab his leg.
I blame it on the Barcel.
Not knowing what was holding on to him.
So was it croc?
The 68-year-old reached down into the water and felt a long mouth and a head. He tried loosening the creature's grip, and it let go. The man whose name is, we're going to go with Rodrigo, said he did not feel pain initially, but it hit him as he swam back to the deck. It was then he realized he had been bitten by a crocodile. He was flown to Jackson's Health Hospital. Doctors said it could take about a month for him to walk again.
So I'm confused. Do they have crocodiles?
Yes.
I thought they were just alligators there.
It's all about the snout, right?
Yeah.
You know how you tell the difference between a crocodile and an alligator?
How?
One you'll see after a while.
So one you see after a while.
I got to tell you, she had me.
Yeah, I love it.
I thought this was going to be real.
This story from NBC News has crocodile in it. So.
Okay, I'm just asking. I was just
see cool. you later, alligator. What is it?
After a while, crocodile.
So he's a sailor.
That's a good song.
He is a sailor.
Lost his leg, so
he didn't lose his leg.
Well, he should. Then he'd be more like a pirate.
Oh my God.
Well, he should.
He should lose his leg. Is where we are in this story.
Okay. Could have been worse.
Yeah, could have. Could have been dead. Croc could have taken him out.
Yeah. All right, well, you go for it, sir.
Have you guys ever been bit by an animal?
Sure.
Reptile? Yeah. Snake?
Not a reptile, anything? But I've been bit by an animal. Dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah. Dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been. Yeah, my neighbor's dog. I forgot about that. Yeah. Bit me on the shoulder.
Tom's dog bit me in the face.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lie.
Is that how you got this job?
That's right.
Well, if I don't hire, you're going to sue.
You know, but though, that sounds like something that we would be absolutely saddled with.
Well, her mother can only see out of a left eye, so we have to have her on. And I don't know what's going on. What am I supposed to do? She started crying, so, you know, she's going to be in every morning.
You know, Chick's right? mom beat him with a pool stick. We got to hire
That's
him.
How I got this job! All right. Okay.
A Montana rancher accused of trying to use the testicles of Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep to breed giant hybrid sheep for sale to private hunting preserves.
It's about time. This guy's a lunatic.
Arthur, they call him Jack Shubarth, used biological tissue taken from a wild Marco Polo. That's the name of the sheep. Argali sheep and bred a sheep he named Montana Mountain King. Semen from Montana Mountain King was used to artificially impregnate other ewes.
How do you get that?
There'll never be another ewe.
True enough.
The goal of the scheme was to garner high prizes from hunting preserves where people can shoot captive trophy game animals for a fee. Shubarth has pleaded guilty to felony charges of wildlife trafficking.
I did it.
And conspiracy to traffic wildlife.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you get the semen of a...
They
giant
just like
Montana
they,
Mountain King.
Probably
the way they do horses and cows, you know, and steak dinner. Bulls and
a semen junk.
Squeeze it freshly.
Right? That's what they call them, a semen junk.
Yep. Male Argali sheep can top 300 pounds with horns up to 5 feet long, making them prized among some hunters.
Jim Nabors used to own some of those. Argali!
Feel better now?
You know what? Yeah. At least it's not. Jim Nabors never attacked anyone. Okay.
But of all the six things you could do, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
So these are gigantic, non-natural sheep?
Theoretically.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he actually make any?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. Remember that thing? I think it ended up being a myth, but it was called Hunting for Bambi. Where they claimed that in Vegas, you could pay a certain amount of money and hunt naked women in the desert with paintball guns.
What?
Had you ever heard about that?
I think that's real.
That sounds familiar, and I think it's real.
I thought it was debunked.
No, I think it happened. Yeah.
That's so crazy. We have to do it.
What is the name of that movie that was really good?
The Hunt.
The Hunt. They actually hunted people.
Yeah, that was pretty good satire.
Yeah, it was real good. Yeah.
With paintball guns or
bullets? No, it got serious.
It was a real hunt.
The blonde kid from This Is Us was in it for about 7 minutes. So, pretty good.
Different political factions fighting, essentially. Yeah.
So in this case, these sheep are called Marco Polo sheep?
Mm-hmm. Marco Polo Argali sheep.
Well, that's easy to hunt them.
Yeah?
Marco. Boom, he's over there. Okay.
Boy, the judge had to count these, but he fell asleep while I was doing
it. About counting sheep, he's
real sleepy.
This is kind of an Island of Dr. Moreau feel.
Kind of.
Yes.
Except the sheep are being crossbred with other varieties of sheep. It's not something really weird.
No. Just big sheep.
Christy, are you afraid of human-animal hybrids? they scare you?
Human-animal hybrids?
Yeah, they keep you up at night, thought?
No, I don't even think about them.
Well, you should.
Okay.
Like we could have Christy Lemur.
Yes. Oh, this is good. Fun.
Oh, my whole face on the
nice tail.
Chick McGee.
No,
Chick McGee is very nice.
I was going to go Chicken McGee, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could be a Thomas Griswolf.
Griswolf.
Oh, that's good.
Who would you be, Josh? Aardvark.
What Josh movie? Aardvark.
Yeah. What movie did I just see that had chicken dog? It was a chick. It was a chicken head and
a dog body.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell was that?
Ace Cluxby.
Oh, that was... he's working over there.
I'm thinking. This is a new proposition. I have no idea. You'd be, let's see, Pat Goosen.
There's nothing for me.
Okay.
There's nothing been that bad for me.
You don't want to... Oh, let's finish up with this. Archaeologists say they may have uncovered the oldest stone tools ever found in Europe. The ancient stone tools, which were deliberately fashioned from volcanic rock, were initially discovered from a quarry in western Ukraine back in the 1970s. A new analysis of the rock surrounding the tools reveals they are more than 1 million years old.
What?
Yeah, the tools
but you know something? You take those back to Sears, And those Sears Craftsman, that guarantee is forever.
Well, that is a good guarantee.
Tell you what, Grog, you're right.
Is this tape funny? Measure. Archaeologists digging for something, and they come up with a battery and a drill driver, and they just click it in. Hey, it still works. No? Okay, maybe not.
The tool.
It's a tool, see? Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark, the earliest evidence.
I don't know
evidence.
What you wanted from us. I can do a cartwheel. And,
carry me down the hallway.
The tools mark the earliest evidence of any type of human in Europe. They said that while it is not certain which early human ancestors fashioned the tools, it may have been Homo erectus, the first species to walk upright and master the use of fire.
Two funny things in Homo erectus.
Homo erectus. Tom, your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got your Homo. And you got your Homo.
You got your erecting, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is the first standing up man or something?
Yes, the chipped stone tools.
That's chipped.
Nailed it.
Were likely used for cutting meat and perhaps scraping animal hides.
Even then, Josh.
Yes.
Your next door neighbor, Grog, borrows your tools, never brings it back.
Grog, ungrateful. Always take things of mine.
Me want rake.
Mm.
And a bucket of Sears One coat.
You hear what Tom say about Harvey Weinstein earlier?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.